For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast.
Hey everybody, Daniel Fusco here. Welcome to today's 2-minute message. So how do we keep the faith in a world that seems to be more disbelieving than not? Now you have to remember that faith is a choice. Walking by faith and choosing to believe God is something that we do daily. And the more that we exercise the faith muscle, the stronger that muscle gets. So being in prayer, connecting with God that way.
You know, we knocked on this guy's door, me and brother Alex, and he had a really nice car. It was all shined up and ready to go. It was an old Buick, right? And you know, his garage was in pristine mint condition. And he said he was saved and going to heaven. Guess what church he went to? Crossroads. Was he saved, Alex? Wasn't saved. But you know, the funny thing is, he had hobbies though, didn't he? He was naming the name of Christ. He said he was saved. His hobby was restoring his old car or whatever he was doing with it. Old man. But he would never. He admitted that what we were saying to him was different than what he believed, but he just had too much pride to admit that his mind had changed. He's like, I was 99% sure of this. And he was like, oh no, I was 100% sure. And then we finally just had to leave him there. But he said he understood what we were saying, but he wasn't saved, you know. But then we went to another door of a crossroads guy, and he was saved. I mean, do you think he was saved? Yeah. He must have got saved in a Baptist church somewhere and just happened to fall into Crossroads. That's the first guy I've ever found from Crossroads. We've been here for we've been preaching the gospel in this area for years. That's the first one I've ever found that was saved. So one out of how many people go to that church, brother? 2,000? I don't know. It's a lot. It's over 1,000. I know that. It's the biggest church in Clark County.